From myths to models to madness. Annoying AI talking about interesting things.
Let's get started.
Ever feel like you're stuck on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Trying to outrun the self-driving car?
Right.
That's kind of what it's like trying to stay ahead of AI these days.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly learning new skills just to keep up.
Yeah.
But what if AI itself is making it harder to learn on the job?
Interesting.
That's exactly what we're diving into today with a recent study from the Brainiacs over at the Journal Systems.
Right. They've been looking into whether AI is pushing us to upskill or actually leading to what they call a why bother feeling.
That's interesting.
Where we learn less. We're talking income shifts.
Yeah.
Burnout. The whole shebang.
Wow.
And they honed in on certain groups who might be feeling these effects even more acutely.
Okay, let's unpack this because it seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
You think the rise of AI would light a fire under people to learn more, not less.
Exactly. You'd assume it's all, oh, robots are coming for my job. Better brush up on my coding.
Right.
But this research found the opposite.
Interesting.
Workers dealing with AI in their day-to-day were actually less likely to engage in on-the-job learning.
So it's not the robots stealing our jobs.
Right.
It's the robots making us feel like learning is pointless.
Yeah.
That's kind of a mind trip.
Right. It's insidious.
Yeah.
One reason is this sense of futility they uncovered.
Okay.
Imagine you're on that treadmill, but it's cranked up to ludicrous speed, and no matter how fast you run, you're still falling behind.
Right.
The study suggests that's what competing with AI can feel like for some workers.
It's like, why even bother?
Exactly.
But it's not all in our heads.
Yeah, right.
This study also found that AI can directly impact things like income and hours.
Absolutely.
Which then further impacts learning.
We're talking about AI's potential to replace certain tasks, mismatch skills with new demands.
Okay.
And even de-skill jobs.
Okay, so those are some scary sounding words.
Yeah.
Break those down a bit for us.
Sure.
What do those look like in the real world?
Let's start with replacement.
Okay.
It's straightforward. AI automates tasks humans used to do.
Right.
Sometimes that means fewer jobs overall.
Mm-hmm.
But often it means wages get squeezed.
Right.
For the human roles that remain.
Right.
Think self-checkout kiosks.
Yeah.
Fewer cashiers. But the ones left might find their hours cut or pay stagnant.
Makes sense.
Then there's mismatch.
Okay.
Where, sure, AI creates new jobs, but do those needing work have the skills to do them?
Right.
This often forces people into lower paying roles or even unemployment.
Wow.
Finally, de-skilling.
Now, de-skilling sounds like it could be good or bad.
Right.
Does it mean AI is simplifying jobs, making them easier?
It can.
Yeah.
Which sounds nice on the surface.
Right.
But the flip side is that when jobs become simpler, workers become more replaceable.
Oh, I see.
That means less bargaining power, stagnant wages, maybe longer hours because they're more easily replaced.
Mm,
this perfect storm of lower income, longer hours.
Right.
And that feeling of burnout we talked about leaves zero energy or resources to invest in learning anything new.
So you're overworked, underpaid, and starting to feel like the robot revolution is already a done deal.
Right.
Not exactly a recipe for professional development, is it?
Sadly, no.
Right.
And this research dug deeper.
Okay.
Finding that this perfect storm hits some groups harder than others.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Right.
Who's most at risk?
They found older workers.
Okay.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
And those with less formal education were more likely to experience this negative impact on learning.
Wow.
They also highlighted that workers without labor contracts and those with less autonomy on the job were more susceptible.
Wow. That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Let's start with older workers.
Sure.
Why are they particularly vulnerable in this scenario?
Sadly, there's a persistent stereotype.
Yeah.
That older workers are less adaptable to new technology.
Right.
And less willing to learn new skills.
Yeah.
Which, of course, isn't universally true,
right.
But it's a bias that can hold them back.
Right.
Combine that with the fact that older workers may be in jobs
more
susceptible to automation,
right.
And you can see how it creates a challenging situation.
So they're already facing potential ageism,
right.
And then AI comes along and potentially exacerbates that?
Exactly.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And what about women?
Oh.
Why are they more likely to experience this negative impact?
The study found women are often overrepresented.
Boy.
In roles that are more easily automated.
Right.
Think administrative tasks, certain customer service roles, jobs that rely on repetitive processes.
Right.
Those are prime targets for AI, which puts women at greater risk.
Right. It's like those existing inequalities in the workplace are now being amplified by AI.
Exactly.
That's incredibly disheartening.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not all that surprising.
Exactly. And it underscores the need for what the study refers to as labor protections.
Okay.
We'll dive deeper into those later.
Right.
But it's about creating systems that support workers.
Yeah.
Especially those most vulnerable.
Right.
As AI becomes more integrated into the workplace.
So it's not just about individuals trying to keep up.
Right.
It's about creating a system that doesn't leave people behind.
Precisely. Okay. It's like building a bridge to this new future of work.
Yeah.
And labor protections are the guardrails that keep people from falling through the cracks.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
let's
go back to some of the specifics of this study.
Okay.
They get into some really interesting details about how AI is evolving and what that means for all of us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing they break down is how humans and AI stack up. In terms of different types of intelligence.
Okay.
Which is fascinating in itself.
Okay, different types of intelligence.
Right.
Oh, wow. So we're not just talking about AI being smart in one general sense. There are different flavors of smarts.
Exactly. This study breaks it down into four types.
Okay.
Mechanical, analytical, intuitive, and empathetic.
Okay. And where AI excels.
Mm-hmm.
Versus where us humans still hold the cards is pretty revealing.
It is.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay.
What are these four intelligences all about? And which ones should we be worried about AI mastering anytime soon?
Let's start with what AI already dominates. Mechanical intelligence.
Okay.
Think precision, repetition, tasks that would bore a human to tears.
Right.
Assembly line robots.
Yeah.
Those surgical robots that make movements more precise than any human hand.
Wow.
That's AI's bread and butter.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Robots have always been good at that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about the thinking part?
Right.
Where does analytical intelligence come in?
That's where AI is really starting to spread its wings.
Okay.
We're talking processing massive data sets, spotting patterns humans would miss.
Right.
Making lightning fast decisions based on logic and probability.
Wow.
This is why AI is now used for everything from predicting stock market swings to creating personalized cancer treatments.
Wow.
It's like having a superpowered brain that never sleeps.
So those two make sense.
Right.
But intuitive and empathetic intelligence?
Yeah.
Those sound way more like human.
They did.
How is AI even in the running there?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And it gets to the heart of what makes us human.
Right.
Intuitive intelligence is that gut feeling.
Okay.
That ability to make leaps in logic based on experience and a deep, almost subconscious understanding of complex situations. It's what makes a seasoned chess player, right? Make moves that defy computer analysis or an entrepreneur sense a market opportunity before the data screams it.
So that like aha
moment,
that spark of brilliance,
right?
AI can't replicate that yet.
Not quite.
Okay.
While AI can analyze past data to identify patterns, it struggles in situations that require true intuition.
Right.
That ability to navigate ambiguity and uncertainty.
Right.
The same goes for empathetic intelligence.
Okay.
This is the realm of emotions.
Yeah.
Understanding not just what someone says, but how they say it.
Okay.
Reading between the lines.
Right.
Offering support that goes beyond just spitting out facts.
Okay. So therapists, social workers, even as podcast hosts, we can breathe a sigh of relief for now.
For now, yes.
Okay.
Those roles rely heavily on emotional intelligence and genuine human connection.
Yeah.
Something AI hasn't quite figured out.
Right.
The question is,
which
of these intelligences will AI master next?
Right. That's the question.
If I had to wager a guess, I'd say intuitive thinking is the next frontier.
Okay.
Imagine if AI could replicate that flexible, creative problem solving that humans excel at.
Right.
It would be a game changer.
Talk about a reason to upskill.
I know, right?
But shifting gears a bit.
Sure.
The study also talks about how AI is moving beyond just tasks. and into management roles.
Right.
That's kind of freaky, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are we all going to be reporting to robots soon?
It's not quite robots with briefcases yet, but the shift is happening.
Okay.
Think AI-powered systems that manage workflows, optimize employee schedules, even use algorithms to make hiring or promotion decisions based on preset criteria.
Okay, so on one hand,
that
kind of removes human bias from those processes, which could be a good thing.
Sure.
But it also feels like we're giving AI a lot of power.
It's a double-edged sword, for sure.
Yeah.
On one hand, it has the potential to make some processes more efficient and objective.
Okay.
On the other hand, it raises a whole host of ethical questions we need to address.
Yeah, like what?
Like, who's setting the criteria these algorithms use?
Right.
What happens if those criteria themselves are biased?
Right.
And what about the human element of things like mentorship and leadership?
Yeah.
Can AI ever truly replace that?
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is.
But this idea of AI potentially exacerbating existing inequalities brings us back to something we touched on earlier.
Oh.
Labor protections.
Right.
You mentioned they're like the guardrails on this bridge to the future of work.
Exactly.
Let's unpack that a bit more.
Sure.
Because it feels pretty crucial to getting this right.
Okay.
Yeah. Labor protections.
Right.
It's not the most exciting phrase, I'll admit.
Right.
But in the age of AI, it's starting to sound pretty essential.
It's one of those things you don't think about until you need it right.
Right.
Like insurance.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's about making sure workers aren't left high and dry.
Right.
As the nature of work itself transforms.
So what are we talking about here?
What kind of labor protections can make a real difference when AI is in the picture?
Well, the study highlights a few key areas.
Okay.
One is bolstering workers' ability to negotiate for better conditions and pay.
Okay.
Think collective bargaining rights.
Right.
Unions, that sort of thing.
Because a strong union could push back against AI being used to drive down wages or cut corners on safety.
Exactly. And not just push back, but proactively shape how AI is implemented in a way that benefits workers.
Right.
Imagine a union negotiating for mandatory retraining programs as part of a company's AI adoption plan.
Right.
That way, as jobs change, workers are upskilling right alongside not being left behind.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's like, you want to bring in the robots? Fine, but let's make sure everyone benefits, not just the bottom line.
Exactly.
What else is on the table?
Social safety nets become even more crucial in this environment.
Okay.
Think unemployment benefits that provide a cushion.
Right.
While people retrain for those new AI-adjacent jobs.
Right.
Or healthcare that's not tied to a single employer.
Right.
So if your job gets automated, you're not left scrambling.
Right.
It's about providing security in an uncertain landscape.
So it's about individuals taking their careers seriously, but also about society having systems in place to catch people if they fall.
Exactly.
It's like we're all in this robot uprising together, right?
Something like that. And then there's the big one.
Okay.
Regulating AI itself.
Okay.
Not just protecting workers from the side effects of AI.
Right. But setting ground rules for how it's developed and used in the first place.
Okay, so not just guardrails on the bridge.
Right.
But maybe some traffic lights and speed limits, too. What would that look like?
It gets complicated fast.
Right.
But here are a few key ideas.
Okay.
One is ensuring AI is developed and used ethically.
Okay.
That means rooting out bias in algorithms.
Right.
So they're not perpetuating the same inequalities we see in the real world.
Right.
Another is transparency.
Okay.
Knowing how AI is making decisions that affect our lives, whether it's hiring loan applications, even medical diagnoses, we need to understand the why behind the algorithm, not just blindly trust the output.
So instead of being afraid of AI or worshiping it like some kind of magic, we need to treat it like a powerful tool that needs careful handling.
Exactly. And that requires open conversation.
Yeah.
Between governments, tech companies, and everyday people.
Right.
Because the choices we make today about AI will shape the kind of future we're building for ourselves and for generations to come.
That's a powerful thought to end on.
It is.
It's a lot to process this idea that AI could reshape not just what we do, but how we learn to do it. But knowledge is power, as they say.
Couldn't agree more.
Right.
The more we understand these forces at play,
the
better equipped we are to navigate them, both individually and as a society.
So for our listeners out there, The ones prepping for that big meeting, trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
Or just grappling with what it all means.
Right.
What's the key takeaway here? How do we make sure AI empowers us, not leaves us behind?
The key is recognizing that AI is not this far-off sci-fi concept. Yeah. It's here, it's evolving rapidly, and it's impacting every aspect of our lives,
yeah,
including how we learn and adapt.
Right.
It's on us to engage with it thoughtfully, advocate for ourselves and our colleagues, yeah, and demand that this technology is used to create a more equitable and fulfilling future of work for everyone, not just a select few.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Okay.
If AI is changing the very nature of work, shouldn't education change too?
Right.
Are you preparing the next generation for a world where AI is not just a tool,
mm-hmm,
but potentially a colleague, a collaborator, mm-hmm, maybe even a competitor?
Right.
That's something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains engaged.
Don't ask what AI can do for you. Ask what you can do with AI.
Let's go.
Empower yourself at virtualstorylab.com.